The U.S. Congress has released a Republican memo which accuses the FBI and the Justice Department of abusing their power to spy on Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The memo says the FBI and the Department of Justice used an unsubstantiated and Democratic-funded report to obtain a warrant for surveillance on a Trump aide called Carter Page. The memo was top secret, but it was approved for release by the House Intelligence Committee on Monday and by President Trump on Friday. Prior to the release, the FBI voiced grave concerns about material omissions of fact that it said fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. Trump called the memo's contents disgraceful, saying a lot of people should be ashamed.
I think it's terrible. You want to know the truth? I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace. The memo was sent to Congress. It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves and much worse than that.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Mark Warner has questioned the accuracy of the memo. Democrats have said that they will soon publish their version of the memo as countermeasure. White House, however, says it is ready to work with Congress on possible release of Democrats' memo. Separately, former FBI Director James Comey has in a tweet slammed the memo as, quote, dishonest and misleading. Some Democrats and critics say the release of the Republican memo is a stunt aimed at casting doubt on the independence of the Justice Department and the FBI. They say the ultimate goal of Republicans is to undermine an investigation into possible collusion between Trump's election campaign and Russia. Well, Press TV's U.S. correspondent Colin Campbell tells us more about President Trump's move to declassify the memo.
What this shows overall is that this is a House divide. You have Republicans on one side who say that the memo should have been released, especially the president, even though there were some Republicans who disagreed with the release of the memo. But many Democrats have said this should not have been released because it undermines the U.S. intelligence agencies. What the implications here are is when the investigations of other types of crimes or any types of follow-ups are trying to be initiated, people may have dubious concerns about the intelligence and the intelligence agencies and the agents who represent those agencies. This could have larger implications for when it comes to fighting crime, when it comes to trying to enact certain policies that deal with U.S. law enforcement. So as this memo is being released and reporters and the media and the public are poring over it now, looking at the details, many are deriving their own opinions as to whether or not this agency has been biased against the Trump administration. He's hoping to show that there is a bias, that it's been unfair towards him, and that he has a rightful meaning to be angry with this agency because it's unfairly targeted him and members of his administration.